From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, July 22nd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman is reporting that three state-designated metropolitan divisions of the Mid-Hudson region all gained jobs in the past year, while three of the four rural counties in the area lost jobs, according to information released by the State Department of Labor on Thursday, July the 21st. The number of non-farm jobs grew in Kingston metro area, the Dutchess-Putnam metropolitan area, which includes all of Dutchess and Putnam counties, and in the Orange-Rockland-Westchester division as well. However, in three of the area's rural counties, the number of non-farm jobs decreased. Both Columbia and Greene counties lost 100 positions each from June 2015 through June 2016. Non-farm jobs include all public and private sector positions except those in agriculture. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Windham Journal is reporting that New York State Department of Environmental Conservation will hold a public information session about the recently completed habitat management plan for the Vinegar Hill Wildlife Management Area in the town of Lexington. DEC Commissioner Basil Sego said, and I quote, "Vinegar Hill provides essential habitat for a suite of birds and other wildlife, and the proposed management activities will enhance this special area," end quote. The area is currently managed for forested and grassland habitats and was historically managed as a deer wintering yard. The new habitat management plan guides land use management over a 10-year period and includes a variety of recommendations and guidance for the development of young forest within the Vinegar Hill Wildlife Management Area. The informational session will take place at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, July the 26th, at the Westkill Community Building, 141 Spruceton Road in Westkill. You can read that full story in the Windham Journal. Matt Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed legislation that extends the statute of limitations for personal injury claims related to pollution at Superfund sites. The measure was prompted by the Hoosick Fall water contamination crisis. The new law allows anyone adversely affected by exposure to chemicals or other toxic substances to file claims up to 3 years after a location is designated as a state or federal Superfund site. The previous law required that claims be filed within 3 years of when an injury was discovered or should have been discovered. Jed Donovan, a 63-year-old resident of Hoosick Falls, said he cried with happiness when he learned Cuomo had signed the bill into law. Donovan lived in the village where the municipal water supply is contaminated in the 1990s. He has ulcerative colitis, which is linked to PFOA exposure, and hopes to proceed with a personal injury claim with the new law on the books. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. At a July 19th Hudson Common Council meeting, the board voted against the proposal to switch Hudson to a representative, one-person, one-vote system instead of the Bayatine way votes in the chamber are currently cast. The vote, for instance, was A, 550, nay, 1303, and 95 abstains. If the vote would have been held under the proposed rules, it would have been 8-2 with one abstention. Third Ward Representative John Friedman said the vote was irrelevant as the group behind the proposal, Fair and Equal, will get it on the ballot in November. Friedman said the petitions for the proposal already have more than enough signatures to pass the proposal in an election. The council members voting against the proposal consistently cited not wanting to change ward boundaries as their reason for voting against the one-person, one-vote. Robert Cairns reported in the Watershed Post that the Delaware County Times stopped publishing on July the 8th, and the Windham Journal recently laid off one full-time reporter, and the Mountain Eagle laid off a full-time reporter and a part-time reporter. Those two papers are owned by the Columbia Green Media, which also owns the Daily Mail, Register Star, Greene County News, Ravenna News Herald, River Chronicle, and Chatham Courier. All those papers have had drastic cutbacks in local coverage recently. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. The State Public Commission announced on July the 21st several public hearings around the area to consider a new area code for the 518 area. On Thursday, July the 28th, the PSC holds a 6 p.m. information session with a public hearing at 7 p.m. in the Ichabod Crane High School Auditorium at 2910 Route 9. There are similar sessions July the 26th in Glen Falls in the afternoon of July the 28th in Latham, August the 3rd in Plattsburgh, and August the 4th in Lake Placid. Finally, at a Catskill Town meeting on July the 20th, Supervisor Doreen Davis read the letter to the board sent that day to Greene County, opting out of any countywide emergency response plan for at least a year. The Catskill Ambulance Department got state approval for advanced life support paramedic service in March. You can hear the entire July 20th Catskill Town Board meeting or an excerpt of Davis reading part of the letter on the WGXC Newsroom website. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight risk of severe thunderstorms ahead of a cold front from afternoon into evening. The main threats will be large hail, 1 inch in diameter or greater, or damaging winds. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a high near 92 degrees. Heat indices will reach to mid to upper 90s on Friday afternoon. For Friday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 68. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 91 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 62. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise today was at 5:39 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:24 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, about 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 22nd day of July, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.